This is Ozarks at Large. For those of us lucky enough to have spent some time with our grandparents as children, we probably have several fond memories of them. For some, it might be their grandmother baking her special apple pie each Thanksgiving, or perhaps the first time their grandfather took them fishing. For Ozarks at Large's Meredith Martin Motes, one of the most vivid memories she has is of her grandmother performing an everyday household chore.
My grandmother, short, chubby, and silver-haired, would open the hall closet and reach into the worn-out cloth sack hanging over the door, pulling out handfuls of clothespins and shoving them into the front pockets of her apron. With a plastic green laundry basket on her hip, she walked down the back steps to the clothesline, hanging out my grandfather's overalls and her polyester shirts and handmade house slippers on the line to dry. As she bent down to pick up the clothes and reached up to pin them on the line, her movements appeared rhythmic and hypnotic. Argyles and stripes, faded pinstripe denim, and purple and green plaid flannels all whipped back and forth in the breeze, shaking out the water and fading the fabrics in the sun. Her name was Golda Faye Taylor McRoy, and she died decades ago, just as I was becoming a teenager. Despite the years, the memory of her standing among drying fabrics remains forever vivid. I especially love those days she washed sheets. Hanging nearly to the ground and ruffling the grass, I would run underneath them, pretending I was in a fort, a castle, hiding in a tent, secure in a warm igloo, or any other faraway abode I knew virtually nothing about. As cliché as it may sound now, and as mundane as such tasks must have felt to her then, there was something magical about the pop and whish of the sheets in the wind, and the myriad of hideouts they offered my six-year-old self. On those evenings when I spent the night at her house, I'd fall asleep to the smell of the breeze buried deep into the fibers of the bedding. My grandmother and grandfather lived on a main street in a small town in Yell County within walking distance of the Arkansas River. For reasons both cultural and financial, they lived a life with fewer barriers to the natural world. Their windows were always open. A small patch of yard-grown tomatoes, peppers, and endless pecans supplemented their diet, and they possessed very little sense of dependency on technology to make it through their days. I don't want to over-romanticize my grandmother's life, her tiny house, or her dirty laundry. I'm sure she would have loved to occasionally skip that trip to the clothesline and shove those wet clothes in an electric dryer, especially on those rainy days when she either had to skip laundry altogether or hang the clothes around the house and risk them becoming dank with a mildewy smell. And I suspect she got really tired of walking up and down the steps with a heavy load of wet clothes under her arm. And I would venture to guess that there were days when she probably craved the supple softness that only a dryer can infuse into low-count cotton sheets. In many ways, she lived what we might call today a green or a zero or low-waste lifestyle. But it wasn't because she knew or cared about global warming or the need to conserve energy. She just didn't have much of a choice. There wasn't room or a hookup in her small house for a dryer, and she wasn't accustomed to one anyway. Perhaps it seemed like a foreign and needless luxury. After all, the fact that she even had a washing machine was quite a step up from the hand washing that she'd done for years. When I was younger, I couldn't articulate how much I loved her clothesline or the smell of those windblown sheets. But as I grew older and she passed away, and I gradually became an adult with my own dirty laundry, I began to crave a clothesline of my own. When living in Kentucky, my husband surprised me with one of those fancy clotheslines with pulleys which ran from our porch to the neighboring fence. Then when we moved back to Arkansas, he helped build yet another, this one from some scrap wood. And while I no longer had the energy to run underneath the drying bedding, I still loved to watch the endless whipping back and forth of the sheets, that constant rhythm of their movement at turns both peaceful and violent in the breeze. Green living, of course, has become a trend these days, with all kinds of products being greenwashed in an attempt to sell them. Oddly enough, so-called green living can even be used as a status symbol, with certain products costing multiple times more than their less packaged counterparts. So much of green marketing, though, it seems to me, misses the point. When I feel like I'm being convinced that I need more money to live a less wasteful life, I feel like something has clearly gone awry. green living, or as I prefer to jokingly call it, grandma-inspired living, it seems to me is generally about frugal decision-making and the practice of slowing down. Such thinking can feel counterintuitive in our fast-paced culture where convenience reigns supreme. For what it's worth, here's what I learned watching my grandmother. What a clothesline lacks in convenience, it makes up for in opportunities for contemplation, a word literally meaning thoughtful observation. Hanging clothes out to dry is a slow process involving the natural world, forcing you to go outside, listen to the birds, the wind in the trees, or maybe just the neighbor's lawnmower. It takes practice to slow down, and it's not about the kind of practice that makes perfect. Sometimes it means you have the time to think about the laughter of your children, but let's be real, sometimes it just means more time to think about that mountain of unpaid bills. In the end, slowing down is about embracing the imperfect nature of just about everything. Don't get me wrong, I do feel it's important to save resources and to teach my children to save resources. But what I love most about the clothesline is that it helps me channel my inner grandma, connecting me to a woman who revealed to me the magic in the mundane. And besides, with my own children now, I am convinced that when children see fabrics blowing in the breeze, it becomes part of their innate being to run under them, laughing. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Motes.